The new Connect FM.
Right now, we're connecting with Joe Caruso, was a radio guy here and all over the place, and has his own media company, and was one of the four finalists to be the voice of the Chicago Cubs. And Joe, what happened? So they called you and said, hey, we like your audition, and why don't you come to Wrigley Field? Is that what happened?
Yeah, it all started as a dare from a friend of mine who sent me a little note on Twitter, on Twitter. And he said, hey, have you heard about the audition? And I said, no, first of all. Uh-huh. And I said, I can't do it, or why would I do it? You know, I'm here in San Antonio. And then the next thing I know, I'm putting a little audition together. I went over to a friend of mine's place, and they have a little studio. And I took the script that the Cubs supplied and just read a couple of the things on there.
Okay, well, why don't we take a listen?
Okay.
Unless you just want to do it.
No, let's hear okay. What you got.
Hi, I'm Joe Caruso. This is my audition for the position of Cubs public address announcer.
Sounds good
so far. I want the position because, well, I've always wanted to be on the Cubs. The only problem is I could never hit the curveball. I can, however, hit a voiceover out of the park.
Ooh, good
so
one.
So here we go. We'll begin with the first one. Now batting for the Chicago Cubs, the shortstop, number 13, Starlin Castro.
So there you go.
That's, all right, that very
that's
good.
Basically
it. All right, wait, number two. Let's listen to that one.
Now entering the game for the Chicago Cubs with a record of 2-1, an ERA of 1.17, and 36 saves, the closer, number 49, Carlos Marmol.
That sounds amazing. Mm-hmm. So
well, it's the PA announcer. You know, it's the guy who announces the batters
right.
And just kind of takes care of the business of the game.
Right.
So a lot of people are confused. They think, wow, you mean you were going to do what Harry Carey did? No.
Mm-mm. Well, and it sounds good, and you've got behind you in this, in the audition tape, you've got the Wrigley Field scene behind you. So you did
sounds
phenomenal.
Yeah, we did a little green screen magic. So anyway, I put the thing together,
yep.
And I put it up on YouTube, and they watched it. And the next thing I know, as you stated, I get a call. Hey, you're in the top 25. We need you to come to Wrigley.
Wow.
The thing is, they called me on a Friday after business hours. I think it was 6 p.m. and said, can you be here on Monday? That was spring break weekend.
Oh, my gosh.
Or whatever. So it was impossible to find a flight to get there that wasn't, you know, thousands of dollars. So I went to bed that night not having a flight, just thinking it's not going to happen. You know, that's c'est la vie.
Yeah.
Well, I woke up the next morning and my wife was saying, what are you doing? You've got to go. You've got to get up there. So I ended up finding like the last flight from Houston. I drove 3 hours to Houston.
Okay.
To get on a plane, and I did make it up to Chicago, and then I did my audition. I got to get on the PA system at Wrigley Field, an empty Wrigley Field, which was really kind of cool.
Wow. Yeah. That had to have been, did that give you chills, goosebumps?
Well, you know, as a professional, you kind of learn how to compartmentalize that.
Mm-hmm.
And draw from your professional experience. Yeah, it was exciting. I mean, just walking into Wrigley Field when it's empty like that,
yeah.
And you know, they were prepping, of course, for opening day, so you got to see a little bit behind the scenes. It was a thrill.
They did decide that you could be the voice. They wanted your voice.
They called and said, okay, you're now in the top four, which I thought,
wow.
Oh, that's a really weird number. Why wouldn't they do top five?
So from thousands to top 25 to actually going to Wrigley Field, an empty Wrigley Field, and doing a live audition to becoming
right.
The final four.
Which when you get there, you know, when I did my audition, I did it straight. I just wanted the audio to be really good because I saw some of the other people who had sent in videos and the audio was horrible. And you know, as a professional, you want the audio to sound pristine.
Mm-hmm, exactly.
So that was a big deal for me. And I did the read fairly straight. But when you get to Wrigley and you hear yourself going over the speakers, you can play it up a little bit and give it a little more, add a little more character
mm-hmm.
to your voice. So anyway, they liked what I did. I really did hit it out of the park. And if I may say so. And they called me back, and they said, you're one of the top four. We need you to come to Wrigley and meet the Ricketts family, the new owners of the team. And, you know, you start to get excited. This is my boyhood team. I mean, I used to spend my summers at Wrigley Field, and I used to cheer for the Cubs. And, you know, your blood starts pumping and the adrenaline, yeah, too. And then you have to kind of bring yourself back down to earth and say, well, wait a minute. You know, I'm coming up there. This is my dime. Mm-hmm. Let's talk about the job. What does it pay? Is it full-time? Really, lay it out for me.
You're right. But yeah, because you're already out quite a bit of money just going to be a part of the audition.
Yeah, right. Exactly. I paid for that. And not thinking that I would, you know, how far I'd get. I just didn't think it through.
Mm-hmm.
You know, again, the adrenaline is pumping and you're excited. And it's a cool opportunity. Once in a lifetime.
Right.
So then we started talking about what the job was, and it turns out it was a part-time job, and they weren't paying anything. I'm not going to give you the number, but I will tell you this. A beer vendor makes more in tips by the second inning.
What?
Wow.
That's right.
To be the to be the voice of the Chicago Cubs?
They don't place a lot of importance on the position.
Yeah.
And that's too bad.
Unbelievable.
So I had to do the right thing and say, thanks for the opportunity, have a great season, but no thank you.
Yeah, well, I mean, and like you say, you've got your own media company, you know, your station there. And I mean, if you've got to make a good economic decision.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, I pitched, you know, my background in media, and I wanted it to be a full-time position. And they couldn't make me any promises. They said, you know, if, maybe, possibly, and, you know, you can't make a decision based on a bunch of maybes.
Mm-hmm. Right. Oh, man. Well.
But it was exciting. It was fun to do. And, you know, there's no ill feelings or anything like that. I have a feeling, by the way, that because it was top four, I think that it was probably top five, but another guy dropped out, too, hearing what the deal was.
Mm-hmm.
So it became the top four. Maybe top three, top two, who knows?
Yeah. Well, still a pretty amazing experience. You actually got to announce over the PA system in Wrigley Field, for once.
Right.
You know, you can always
right.
say that. And the fact that they were so impressed with what you did that they wanted to talk with you. So nobody could ever take that away, you know? I mean, that's just one more cool
thing. I got the picture. The main thing is I got the picture of me in the booth there, and you were so nice to post it on Facebook.
Yes.
And on Twitter. Thank you so much for that.
Oh, hey, it's an amazing photo, and you're an amazing guy. And I don't know that they're going to make it to the World Series this year because you're not going to be there.
I guarantee you they won't.
Spoken like a true Cubs fan.
Right. I don't know if I'm cheering for the Cubs this year or the Brewers. I don't know. But
I got to tell you, I've been a Cubs fan forever. But since 93.5, 95.3 started carrying the Cardinals games, I'm very excited because I'm going to have a team to root for in the fall. I mean,
yeah.
It's, you know, I've always been thinking, you know, I should have a secondary baseball team to root for. And I grew up in Lincoln. I was born in Joliet, but grew up in Lincoln. And so whenever we would go to a baseball game, Dad would take us to St. Louis. And mm-hmm. so we would go watch the Cubs take on the Cardinals mm-hmm. all the time in mm-hmm. St. Louis. So I've always been a Cubs fan who also loved the Cardinals.
Mm-hmm.
While there are some Cubs fans who, you know, absolutely hate the Cardinals.
Right.
But
it's one of the biggest and best rivalries in sports.
Right. But I've always been I've always loved the rivalry and appreciated the Cardinals too.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Well, Wrigley Field is a very special place, as you know. It's
yeah.
one of the oldest ballparks,
mm-hmm.
that and Fenway. And, you know, it's a very special place, so much history. A lot of people don't know. Remember Babe Ruth's called shot?
Yeah.
That happened at Wrigley Field. I mean,
so much
throughout the years. And, you know, there's a lot of history in that ivy out there on those outfield walls. So,
well,
again, a thrill, but...
Yeah. Now, are you trying to be the Aflac duck? Because I know they're looking for an Aflac
yeah.
guy, too, so...
I thought you were auditioning for that.
No, I don't.
Yeah, I thought they were gonna go another way. Hire a woman.
Well, Joe, it's been a pleasure having you on, and you have a great weekend, Joe.
Thanks, ladies. You too.
All
okay,
right.
Bye.
Now you have a choice. 93.5, 95.3.